20 years of LBC and how fast it's flown. On this tape are some of my memories, highlights and disappointments of the last two decades. You'll hear the sounds, the voices and the events that have kept London broadcasting where news came first in the 70s, made LBC your radio reporting in the 80s, now makes it able to call itself the Voice of London in the 90s. So sit back and enjoy the memories of LBC at 20. LBC, Britain's first independent local radio station, began transmission on October the 8th, 1973, from studios in Gough Square behind Fleet Street, and transmitters hung on Lotts Road Power Station in Chelsea. Large posters around London introduced us to the number 417, which would become for many a way of life in the coming weeks and months. A brave venture, launching the first of 19 planned commercial radio stations, not as a pop station, but as a 24-hour news station. David Jessel and Ken Guy brought us the morning show, Bird's Eye gave us the first commercial, and suddenly British radio had changed forever. The first major home event covered by LBC was the royal wedding of Anne to Mark Phillips.
And there's a magnificent sight now. I'm looking right up the Mall, and it does have this rectangular symmetry about this procession, with the guards bobbing up and down, the plumes waving. It is, and on this beautiful autumnal bright sunshine day, I must say, having the first glimpse of that wedding dress, it sort of puts an end to all speculation. From what I could see, perhaps as we're getting a little bit closer, Gillian Strickland might get a better peek at it. From what I could see, it was a high-collared wedding dress with a long veil, and obviously very, very long. And I must say, Princess Anne did look extremely beautiful.
As a result of the problems in recording medium-wave radio, I got a VHF radio for Christmas that year, in time for LBC's pantomime, Dick Whittington.
LBC proudly presents Tune Again Whittington, the story of Richard Whittington, who went to London Town to make his fortune and ended up running the world's first commercial radio station, and his faithful cat, Janet Street Porter.
I'm refusing to play this part as an animal because I think they've missed the point in this pantomime. The point of pantomimes is that the male lead is always played by a woman. Therefore, I should be playing Paul Cullen's part and not the part of a cat. And I'm not going to make the noise that cats make because it's degrading to women anyway. And it's especially degrading to me because I've got a double-barreled name and Paul Cullen hasn't.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, we don't seem to have that, Pussy. Never mind, let's try a studio cat.
Meow.
Thank you. Our story begins in a little village a long way from London in the middle of the Middle Ages. In those days, it took a long, long while to travel to London. Not as long as it does today, but long enough. And as the sun comes up, we hear the villagers come happily out of their houses to greet another day with a cheerful song.
Any new venture has teething troubles, and early in 1974, LBC brought in a stalwart of Radio 4's Today programme, Douglas Cameron. Douglas joined Alan McKenzie in presenting the morning show, now renamed AM, and quickly became the voice of LBC.
London Broadcasting. News round the world, round the clock, from the newsroom of IRN. Catch up with LBC. Regular news every half hour, local, national, and international. LBC, where reporters are on the story, not in the studio. Where you hear the news as it happens 24 hours a day. Catch up with LBC, the radio station where the news comes first.
Always sings reggae music to the cattle as he swings back and forward in the saddle on a horse that is syncopated, gaited, and there's such a funny meter to the roar of his repeater how they run when they hear that fella's gun, because the western folk all know he's a highfalutin, tootin', shootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime cowboy, I said cowboy, a ragtime cowboy, yo.
And then, having ironed out its problems, LBC relaunched itself in mid-1974.
Every minute of every day, news is happening. A diplomatic breakthrough in the Middle East, a new traffic pattern in Barnet, political intrigue in high places, lunchtime theatre in Islington. Big stories, little stories. They all affect you, and you need to know about them. This is where to find out what's happening in the world, in the country, and down your road. This is LBC, and this is our new sound. LBC, where news comes first.
Jeff Wayne's evocative music gave LBC an authoritative sound that made it essential listening for anyone wanting the latest news.
You're listening to LBC, 417 medium wave, 97.3 stereo, where news comes first.
Main bulletins on the hour, London news on the half hour, and headlines every 10 to 15 minutes gave Londoners ready access to the news whenever they wanted it.
You've been listening to news headlines on LBC. Next, complete news in 10 minutes.
One programme in those early days quickly became almost cult listening amongst my age group, both at school and church. The Weekend Nightline programme with Adrian Love.
Oh, you got to have friends. The feelings are so strong.
Nightline started at 10 o'clock at night and ran till 6 a.m. for 7 nights a week when it first started, though in later years it was shortened at both ends. The weeknight shows with Dennis Rickard and Adrian's weekend editions brought nighttime radio to Britain for the first time. And the phone lines were never silent, whether it was to talk to celebrities, just for a chat, or to tell a joke.
You had a jokette as well?
A nice little joke.
Okay.
From a
travel agent's letter. The flight you mention is completely booked, but we'll inform you immediately someone falls out, which usually happens.
That's another airline I don't travel on. Thank you, Mary. 6.5 minutes to 2 o'clock. Yeah.
How can you tell? Oh, God, I've forgotten it.
I don't know. How could you know?
No, it's one about an Irishman.
you said you were from Ashby de la Zoute?
Yes, that's right.
I just wondered, yeah.
How can you tell a stockbroking Irishman?
I don't know. How can you tell a stockbroking Irishman?
By his pinstripe donkey.
That's a lovely one there.
Are you still there?
Five. Oh, that's lovely.
Oh, you're still there. I thought you'd gone.
Go back to Ashby de la Zoute with that one, I think, immediately.
I think I will.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You've heard of Sherlock Holmes?
Yes, indeed.
He bought a beautiful new house and wanted to paint it.
Yeah.
So he thought it'd be all trendy and he bought all these different colours pots of paint, blue and purple and yellow and everything. I hope you haven't heard it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, and he wants to paint it all beautiful colours. See? So he starts by painting the front door a beautiful yellow.
Mm-hmm.
So Watson turns around to him and says, excuse me, why are you starting by painting the door that lovely yellow? He said, it's lemon entry, my dear Watson.
Oh.
And one more.
There is more?
What goes mark, mark?
What?
Mark, mark.
I don't know what does go mark, mark.
A dog with a hair lip.
Good night.
Have you had enough?
Number right now, 01353811.
Here's the number right now, 01353811.
And we want you to ring it again right now.
Here's the number right now,
01353811. Buzzy Linhart from the album Pussycats Can Go Far, which is true, depending on, of course, their travel agency. 14 minutes past 2 o'clock, and that's Friends, written by the lad himself, also recorded by Bette Midler, and played an awful lot on Nightline when I first started, but they got me a new signature tune. Well, that's show business.
Hello, this is Peggy Mount here. This is just to tell you can call Adrian Love on 353811.
Adrian Love in the quiet of the morning. You hear London speak while a new day is dawning. And even the tide, you'll not feel like yawning. So stay tuned to Nightline and to LBC.
Beat your heart out, Elton John. 10 to 3. I've heard that before. Where did that sneak in from? Graham Freer? The Golden Throat of Graham Freer. Linda Lovelace will be terribly jealous. 3:30, Dickie Arbiter, the world's greatest newsreader, will be here on LBC, the world's greatest news radio station. And you're listening to Nightline. Well, it fills in the time between the news bulletins. Hello? I've got to go. I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry. I've got to go, because that's my theme music. Thank you for phoning. Phone back again tomorrow night. Okay, or tonight, about 10 o'clock, when we're back on Nightline. But I have to go, because otherwise I'm going to walk into the news. May I thank you, one and all, for your company and your phone calls. Thank Roy Orbison, Val Guest, Max Bygraves, and Giovanni for a pleasant evening. and Peter and Roger and Larry, John and Henny, who made it all work. Chris for the news, we say thanks to. And I hope you'll join me tonight on Nightline, when among my other guests will be the gentleman who saw a sign that said Drink Canada Dry and went immediately to Montreal to attempt to do it. If you've enjoyed it, I'm Adrian Love. If you haven't, I'm Douglas Fairbanks. Good morning.
If Douglas Cameron was the serious voice of LBC Promotions, then Adrian Love provided the lighter side.
Get my morning fix from Douglas Moffat. Gonna get the all-time high from Douglas too. Morning, noon, and evening, if you're tuned to LBC, the city service will do for you just what it did for me.
Tony Fox. I'm here at the Wombat Agogo asking people about Adrian Love's Nightline.
Oh yes, my boyfriend George is a changed man since he listened to Adrian Love on LBC. Now he's the Southeast Area Male Go-Go Champion.
Tell me, George, what did you do before you became the Southeast Area's Male Go-Go Champion?
I'd really rather not discuss that.
Nightline Tonight with Adrian Love from LBC.
They say nostalgia ain't what it used to be. Cast your minds back to those movies when boy met girl and...
Darling, I looked into your eyes and I knew.
I knew you knew.
I knew you knew I knew.
Yes, friends, the golden age of the movies is back in Parkinson's Picture Show. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll hear Michael Parkinson say,
"Are you sure you know what you're doing?"
9:30 on Friday, 3 on Sunday.
One, two. This is just a short promotion built upon a single note. Repetitious advertising on a stand gets music quote. Now this next note is the consequence, just to keep the sequence right. Stuart Francis here on LBC presents Nightline at midnight.
You're listening to the last surviving recording by Alphonse Chiappardi. Alphonse Chiappardi was born in Vienna in 1946. Following 7 years at the Harry Lime School of Music and Dubious Activities, he won a scholarship to develop his own Austro-Indian music in Bombay. Sponsored by the great Asian philanthropist and soft drink manufacturer, I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, he began work on his finest creation, an electronic miniaturized Indian musical instrument. Sadly, one day a power lead dropped into a bowl of tandoori goulash and he died. Thus, the musical world never heard Alphonse's baby sitar. And Alphonse naturally won't be a guest on Nightline tonight. However, a lot of friendly faces will be. You could be one of them. So join me, Adrian Love, on LBC's Nightline tonight. If all the traffic wardens in London were laid end to end, it would give Paul Callan a much easier chance of hitting them with the LBC radio car. However, between avoiding tickets, Paul is out and about in London every Saturday morning between 11:30 and 12:30. So if Paul Callan should walk up to you with the 417 radio car, please answer his questions quickly and precisely, because every time he pauses, it costs us another £2.
This is LBC, where news comes first.
Mid-1975, and LBC had two challenges to meet.
LBC is getting taller, pardon? For the last 17 months, LBC's been transmitting on 417 meters medium wave, 719 kilohertz, from an aerial strung between the chimneys of the Lotts Road power station in Chelsea.
You're kidding?
No, not at all, and very good it sounds too.
So how are we taller?
Well, our brand new permanent aerial is now in business.
On 417?
Oh, no. The new taller LBC is on 261 metres or 1151 kilohertz. But for the next few weeks, we'll be on both 261 and 417, so you've got a choice. Remember, if you do have trouble picking us up on 417, try the new taller LBC. Come along to 261.
The first challenge, the new medium wave transmitter had been built, and the frequency would be changing. They had to let everybody know.
Hello?
Yes?
Remember me?
You
explained LBC to me. You remember all the kilohertzes and things.
Oh, yes.
I understand it all now. 417 meters, 719 kilohertz, 97.3 megahertz. You were so helpful.
Yes, well, that's all changed, of course.
Changed?
Yes, those were only temporary frequencies. LBC is now at 261 meters medium wave.
261?
That's right, and on some radios we'll be at 1151 kilohertz.
1151, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. What about FM 97.3 VHF? Where are you putting that?
VHF stays the same.
Oh, well, that's good, isn't it?
Super.
I'll just have to learn it all again. 261, 1151, Oh, what about the location code?
Sorry?
The new location code you use only in the trade. You can't still be an inch from Radio 3.
No.
Well?
Just down from Radio 1, actually. LBC, 261 medium wave, where news comes first.
But apart from that, the station was not profitable and would be closing down overnight, bringing Nightline to an end. Though Adrian was given a weeknight programme called Love in London, Nightline was never the same again, even when LBC returned to 24-hour transmissions a few years later.
You're listening to LBC, 261 meters and 1151 kilohertz, where news comes first.
If you listen to LBC on the medium wave band, you may find our new taller transmitter gives you a better signal. LBC is now on 261 meters, 1151 kilohertz, as well as 417, 719 kilohertz. If we're a little hard to hear on 417, try the taller LBC. Come along to 261.
Covering London and the world, LBC 261 News. Monday to Friday, midday to 7:30, Newsday, Newswatch and Newsbreak bring you the latest in local, national and international news with Douglas Cameron, Tony Tucker, Robin Houston, Gillian Strickland and Chris Ryder. When news happens, it happens first on LBC 261.
LBC on 261. Pass it on.
Still to come, a look at other programmes, including, of course, AM. But LBC is essentially a commercial radio station. So let's take a break.
Now, Mr. Parker, I want you to tell me the first things that comes into your head.
Evening news.
No, no, we haven't started yet. Now then, television.
Evening news.
Competition.
Evening news.
And fashion.
Evening news.
Lovely ladies.
Oh, evening news.
Money.
Evening news.
Mother.
Evening news.
Evening news.
4P.
Perfectly normal. You know, I wish everybody who came here was as sane as you. Good evening.
News.
Pity that it. I understand that you are exceedingly accomplished in many other spheres, apart from your singing and extraordinary cheap booze prices.
Yes, that's true. I don't believe in hiding my bushel under a light.
We've noticed that. Is there something in particular we might enjoy?
Well, I'm a good mimic. Listen, what a silly Billy. Oh, didn't he do well?
That'll have all the impersonators fearing for their livelihood.
Augustus Barnett proudly presents The World of Melanie Parker.
Multi-mattress millionaire Sir Frederick Article and I were married this morning. And on the instructions of his medical advisors, my 97-year-old hubby went for a pre-honeymoon jog up and down Flasher's Rise to get him in trim for our grueling cruise to Bahama.
Won't be long, my dear. Ugh!
Poor Sir Frederick. How tragic that he should expire on his wedding day. And so I bid a reluctant farewell to all my listeners. Frederick, I know, would have wanted me to soldier on to the Bahamas.
Goodbye, millionaire.
Ta-da, Chuck.
Go on, then, if you're going.
Is this really the end of the world of Melanie Parker?
I shall return.
Why does Augustus Barnett carry such an amazingly wide range of wines and spirits? How does he keep his prices so low? Listen sometime in the future to the world of Melanie Parker, brought to you by Augustus Barnett.
To beef or not to beef, Robert? That is the question.
Oh, really, madam, the pun is the lowest form of wit, and the bard into the bargain.
I know, but I have this yearning for beef, Robert. Beef in thick slices, the way they do it at the rib room at the Carlton Tower. And now they're offering this executive lunch at only £6 a head for the whole meal. I can't hold myself back. The rib room, Robert.
Certainly, madam. Once more onto the beef, dear friends.
Shut up and drive, Robert.
The West Wickham Caves, an ideal family outing even when it's wet. The West Wickham Caves, a Chiltern beauty spot featuring talking waxwork scenes and a delightful open-air cafe. The West Wickham Caves, 30 miles west of London on the A40. Go there this weekend.
We kill all dead, except little kids. It makes their complaints the best there's ever been. It's smart to start with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, with Kellogg's Corn Flakes. So it's smart to start with Kellogg's Corn Flakes, with Kellogg's Corn Flakes.
So without further ado, today's comeback personality, Freddie Barrett.
Nice to be back.
We're all entitled to our own opinions, I suppose.
You seem to be carrying on where we left off. We'll just try to be sarcastic about this. Barrows, Barrows, come to Barrows, come to Freddy Barrows. Yeah, that's left you speechless.
Hello, this is Colin Turner. My nap selection is to listen to Side 2. It should be long enough for a good nap.